Good evening, everyone. We're going to continue in the second part of our journey through ASHRAE. We're actually going to begin ASHRAE tonight. Just before we begin, the learning tonight is going to be L'Zecher Nishmas Tzvi Yehoshua ben Rivka Leah and the Neshama Shel Amalia in Gan Eden Shamayel Mechayel Lechayel. Let's proceed and get into the learning itself. We're going to discuss actual ASHRAE. So we're not actually going to even begin the actual text of Tehillah al David, but we're going to discuss the introductory psukim, the two psukim that begin ASHRAE, what their significance is, why they're there, and what our kavanah should be. What our kavanah should be as we begin Tehillah al David. So the psukim of ASHRAE Shveisacha and ASHRAE Avshikachalo are not part of Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. You just have to open up the Tehillim and realize that they are not part of Tehillah David. The Pasuk of Asher Shereisacha comes from Tehillim Perek Pedalad 84, which deals with the Shevach and the Beis HaMikdash and praising Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, the Chacham were Mesaka, and they established that whenever we say Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, Tehillah David, we always say Asher Shereisacha beforehand every single time. The Chida writes in his Chumash Anach, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, all say that it seems that this minhag was already in place in the days of the Gemara. It's not already in the days when we were saying Tehillah David, we were saying ASHRAE as well. How do I know this? Because if you look in the Gemara that we quoted last time, which is the only Gemara that discusses ASHRAE on Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis, so it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'pnei ma lo nemar nun ba'ASHRAE. Now, we have many, many weeks until we get to the famous lack of nun in ASHRAE. But what do we see from the Gemara? That it refers to the whole thing as what? As ASHRAE, even though it's technically Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. So we see that even at that time, they referred to it as ASHRAE. Now, why do we begin with ASHRAE Shemesach? What is our kavana? What's the intention when we start with this pasuk? So we have here a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Amud Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hach, they taught. So, and it says you should wait an hour before you daven, and you should wait an hour after daven. Now, we should all remind ourselves that tefillah in Chazal means one thing and one thing only. That is Shmona Esrei. So, all of that pre-stuff that we do is all part of that hour preparatory aspect of tefillah, and all the stuff after Shmona Esrei, Tachman, which you guys don't say, and Asher Velitzion, and Aladin, and all this stuff is also part of the cool down after Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, how do I know? Koding to the, so how do I know that before I dive into Hashem in a formal way, I should have a preparation beforehand? Minayin Shneamar, Ashrei Yoshvei Beisacha. That praiseworthy is the person who sits and meditates before they come before Hashem. And Rashi says, V'hadar, and then Yehalucha, right? What's the pasuk? Ashrei Yoshvei Beisacha. Ode Yaalucha Sela. That first there's a Yoshevei Secha. First there's a sitting in the house as a meditation. There's a moment of pause, and then Yaalucha. So the Marsha, Anakamara, says that the word Yoshev means to wait. As the Pasuk says, V'teishu v'kedem yamim rabim. They sat in the east for many days. Means they waited in the east for many days. And the word Ode means something additional on top of the needed amounts. And therefore, the Marsha says that it means, the whole pasuk means, praiseworthy are those people who wait in their homes. They wait and they sit more than what is needed for tefillah. On top of davening itself, we add to davening by waiting and meditating beforehand. This is found in Shibbol Yehalekit, one of the Rishonim as well. And based on the above, so Tosos and Nakamara makes the following statement. Tosos says, Ulefichach, Tiknu lomar zeha pasuk kodem tila l'david lafuke mahanhu d'amri ashrei harbe. As opposed to those people say a lot of ashrei. Now we'll talk about that last statement of Tosfos in a second. But the source of pinning ashrei to tila l'david is that Tosfos. That is the first source we have that anybody says ashrei comes before tila l'david, besides for the Gemara we referenced before. But Tosfos really says, before you say kuf mem hey in Tehillim, you say ashrei yoshevei secha oj yaalucha sela. So this reasoning is brought in by all the poskim, the tour of the Beis Yosef. Now there is the tshuva of the Maharshal. The Maharshal, Rosh Shlomo Luria, the cousin of the Ramah, the great Rav of Lublin, the great Tzaddik and the great Talmid Chacham. So he writes in his Tshuvas in Siman Samech Daled. Siman Samech Daled in the Tshuvas Marshal is where he lays out many of the well-known minhagim of tefillah, of what people did, what people didn't do. And the Marshal says that we already said a lot of things already in davening. I mean, Sugya Zimra didn't just pop out of nowhere. We said Baruch Shamar, and we said, you know, Chavod, and we said Hodu, and all those things beforehand. So says the Marshal, let me tell you something. He says, "Keshani magia laAshrei." When I get to the words, when I get to Ashrei, "Medalegani beis pesukim shal Ashrei," I skip Ashrei shel Asecha and Ashrei shel Achala. In the Marshal Sitter, he scratched them out. He didn't have those two pesukim. Why? Kilo niskan haypasuk elakadei sheheh shaechas kodem tefila. What's the point? The point of Ashrei shel Asecha that we should pause for a moment to meditate before tefila? Says the Marshal, "What have I been doing for the last 20 minutes?" I said Birchas HaShachar, I said Korbanos, and I said Baruch Shamar, and I said Hodu, and I said Yichivod, and I said Mizrul Soda. So what do I need to say Asher Soysacha for? I've been doing all that, right? I've been doing all that for the last 20 minutes. So what do I need to say it for? So rather, what does he say? Okay, Eini Noheg LaOmer Ela Be'ez HaMincha. Says the Marshal, I only said the two pesukim of Ashrei by Mincha. And that's it. He didn't say it any other time. Chiddush. Now, do we follow the Marshal? Certainly not. But the Marshal's statement puts into context exactly what Asher Yoshev Yisachar is supposed to be. The Magen Avraham cites the Marshal. Now, the Magen Avraham, Rav Avram Gambiner, famous commentator on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, so he often wrote very shorthand, very, very shorthand. And because he wrote in such a succinct way, there was a commentary on the Magen Avraham called the Machas HaShekel. So the Machas HaShekel writes as follows. He says, Dehatam. The Mosifin Pasuk Ashrei, whom Mishum did Srichim L'Shahos She'echas. The meaning, the reason why we say the Pesukim of Ashrei is the idea to pause before davening. She asked for this palo. V'chein ro Chazal, so Chazal saw the Sakein Lomar Pasuk Echad, V'hu Shir Shir, which is, this is all you need to do is to say this Pasuk. V'kevan demi Pasuk Ashrei Yerushu V'Secha, Tashir, and from the Pasuk of Ashrei, we learn, Hydrashus Srich L'Shahos, that I have to wait before davening and to meditate. V'chein, therefore, we establish say Ashrei before Tiladav. Masha'enkin b'shachris. So he says what the Marshal means is in Shachris, I don't need it. Shetiladav who be'am says viros. Tiladav Ashrei is in the middle of a bunch of other tilims. I don't need to say anything beforehand. And therefore, it's not necessary. Now, we don't pass from like Marshal, but that's the Marshal's reason. The Sitter of the Shla argues. The takana is to say Asher Shavisach and Shachris, even after saying other mizmorim, other pieces of Tehillim. With Ashrei, the main chovas atfila and Sugya Zimra begins in the Beis HaKnesses, meaning it's meant to be said in shul, in a place of davening, focusing on our tefillah, and therefore we also want to highlight the maila, the benefit of davening in the Beis HaKnesses as well. That is what the Shla writes. Can I trouble for some more? Great, thanks. Okay, good. So that's Asher Yerushu V'Secha. Everybody's clear on what that pasuk is doing? Beautiful. Now, what about Asher Yerushu V'Secha? What's that about? What's that doing anything? Why is that here? So after the pasuk Asher Yerushu V'Secha, thank you so much. After the pasuk Asher Yerushu V'Secha, we have the meaning of saying the pasuk of Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo. Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. Now, no surprises. This is also not part of Tehillim Kufim Hei. And it begins, actually, in the end of, where does it come from? Where's Asher Yerushu V'Secha? Anybody know where it's from? No one knows? No? What? We do say it, but it's in Tehillim. The question is, that's a good Yishai Ribo fan. So the same was that we say it on Yom Kippur. So but where in Tehillim is it? Nobody does their daily Tehillims? No?
Kufmem Dalad.
What?
Kufmem Dalad.
Excellent. Very good, Strauss family. Kufmem Dalad is the last pasuk in Kufmem Dalad. So really what it is, it's just a continuation of the previous parak, meaning it's linked. Asherem Shekachalot is the last pasuk in the previous parak of Tehillim. And it's really linking the two together. And that's where it comes. Levush says as much. The Levush writes, Va'omrim gam pasak ashem shkachalo ashem shem nalakav kolomar shenosim lo shavach v'toda shzakim lakach shnalu tamid. Now we're praising Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, we merit to be able to say shavach to Hashem and to praise Him. The Aruch HaShulchan says, v'agav hesmichu, we combine, we connect ashrei ha'am v'shu shavach gadol yisrach luvan. It's a great praise to Hashem. It's a praise to the Jewish people that we have the privilege to praise HaKadosh Baruch. Now, Tosos seems to be arguing. Because what did the last Tosos say? Let's go back and look at that Tosos. Tosos said what? Tosos said that Lefichach, we established to say the Pasuk of Kodem Tehillim of David, La'afuke Meinau, to exclude those people, Damrei Ashrei Harbe. Says Tosos, don't say a lot of Pesukim with Ashrei. No. Don't go crazy and say Ashrei this, Ashrei that, Ashrei all over the place. There's only one Ashrei, and that is Ashrei Shalei Secha. And Tosos say, I don't like it that people say Ashrei Mishkach Halo, Ashrei Mishkach Halo, and all types of Pesukim that have Ashrei. Tosos seems to be against it. The Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh says that one shouldn't say Ashrei Mishkach Halo, but that it is nevertheless the Minhag Olam. It is the custom of Jews to say Ashrei Mishkach Halo, and that's what they do. And the Shivoya Leket says that by saying Ashrei Mishkach Halo, we end up saying the word Ashrei three times, right? Ashrei Shnei Secha, Ashrei Mishkach Halo, Ashrei Am, Shehashem Elokav, right? And that corresponds to saying Tehillel David three times a day. Three words Ashrei, three times a day we say Tehillel David. So that is the idea, is that it's really a connection to the previous parak and a praise that we are saying Shevach to Hashem, that we have the ability to do that. There's a beautiful, I just want to give a beautiful shot in those words of Ashrei, Ashrei Mishkach Halo. So the story is told that the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Yaakov Yosef of Ponoi, the author of the Tovah Snack of Yosef. So he was once by the Baal Shem Tov, and he went to his Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, I want to merit a Gilui Eliyahu. I want to merit the time where Eliyahu Navi will come to me and teach me Torah and reveal himself to me. How am I ever going to get to such a place? So the Baal Shem Tov looked at him and said, I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a bracha. You're going to meet Eliyahu Navi, and you're going to have a revelation with Eliyahu Navi. So he was very excited. He said Shalom Aleichem to the Rebbe, and he got on his horse and wagon, and he rode back to his town, and he went back to where he was coming from. As he was riding away, he came across a Jew who was walking and struggling along, and he said, help, my fellow Jew, can I help you out? I have a wagon, I have a horse. Why do you have to stop where you're going? Where you're going, come with me. I'll give you a ride to where you want to go. So the man agreed, and he came onto the wagon. But when he came onto the wagon, so he sat in such a way that he didn't place his entire body inside the wagon. He sat with his legs, like sitting on the wagon, but his legs sitting outside the wagon. So Yaakov Yosef asked the man, and he said, why are you sitting in such an odd way? Sit in the wagon like a normal person with your feet all the way in. And why don't you put your entire body inside? So the man said that David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alam. Literally, praiseworthy is the nation that this is what they have. So the man said that the word Asher, Al Shinresh, not only praiseworthy, but Osher can mean happiness. Happy are the people, Shekach Alam. Now, in whatever situation they're in, they're happy. Kacha, this is what they have. Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alam. Kacha, this is the way they are. This is the situation they have, and they're happy in that situation that are there. Whether my legs are inside the wagon, whether my legs are outside the wagon, it doesn't matter. Whatever I'm in, I'm happy. It doesn't matter to me. This is the way I sat, and this is the way I feel comfortable. So it's a beautiful part. And soon afterwards, Yaakov Yosef Ponoi returned to the Baal Shem Tov, and he complains, Rebbe, I never got to see Eliyahu HaNavi. He never revealed himself to me. So Baal Shem Tov said, that man that told you the Lord and Ashrei Am Shekach Halo, that was Eliyahu HaNavi. And he came to tell you that idea. Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halo. People should be able to be happy. Shekach Halo, this is what I have. This is the situation I was dealt. This is the cards that have been given to me that I have to play with. And therefore, this is the perhaps a beautiful kavana exactly to what we're saying. Oops, I haven't been paying attention to the chat. Oh, I saw people in the chat. Oh, sorry. How does Ashrei Am give the idea that it's amazing that we can praise Am? Hashem, we're so lucky. Ashrei Am Shekach Halo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav, meaning Shekacha, meaning the last thing we said about the Dome on the previous Pasuk, Shekacha, that, Ashrei Yoshev Esach, Ojalu Chasela, we can say to him to Hashem. So that is Shekacha, that we have this, that's praiseworthy for us. Good. I'm sorry, Atara Levine, that I did not see your chat response. Okay, good. Now, let's talk about the idea of connecting the two prakim together. The Maharsha on Brachos connects the comments of Tosfos, who says that you shouldn't say too many ashrays. And he defends our recitation of Ashrei Mishpachalo because it's simply the last line of the previous Perek Tehillim. The Samach Tzedek, the Rebbe of Chabad, has a parish on Tehillim called Yahal Or. And on this Perek, he makes the following point. He cites a Medrash Tehillim. I brought you the Medrash Tehillim that you have in front of you. I think so. Right? You have the Medrash Tehillim. So the Medrash Tehillim says as follows. He says, on this, the Medrash on Tehillim is called Socher Tov, and it goes on each Perek. It has what to say on each Perek and every single Pasuk. So on the Pasuk of Tehillah LeDavid, Aramimcha Elokai HaMelech, which is the beginning of Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, it says as follows, Amar Yishayahu, Hashem Elokai Atah Romecha, Hashem my God, I will raise you up. Oda Alzeh HaDavar, Lo Alchinam Elok Kiasi Sabela. I'm just not praising Hashem for no reason. It's because of the wonders that Hashem does. Uma Plaima, so what does he do? Uma Ksiv L'mala Mizu. What does it say before this earlier in Tehillim? In Tehillim Chaf Dalid, you've got Hashem al Sabah Maram Bamaram that Hashem on that day will remember his legions in the heavens. Va'osva Asafa Asir, and I gather them together, Vachafra al Vana, and he moves the moon. Ata Ota Sha Hashem Lakayota, Aramaka Ota Hashem Chakyosi Safa. We praise Hashem for the glory in which he moves the heavens and he keeps the world going. Al Plaim Shasi Seimanu, we praise Hashem for the wonders that he does for us. V'chein David Amar, and David Amalek says, Aromimcha Elokai. Right? Tehillah David Aro Mimcha Elokai is the beginning of Tehillah. Now Hashem, I will raise you up. I will praise you, Hashem. V'lo Achinam Ela Al Sheftachtanu L'mala. It is not for no reason that we praise Hashem. It is because that he promised us above in Tehillim Kuf Mem Dalid, the previous parak, Asher B'Neinu K'netiyim Migdolim. That Hashem allows us to grow and plants and runs the world for us. So we see, says the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe of Chabad, that the built-in, that the Tehillim Kuf Mem Dalid Kuf Mem Hei go together. And therefore it makes sense that the psukim link together and we should want to pull from the end of the previous parak to begin our recitation of Ashrei. The Bnei Yisaskar, the Rebbe Rav Tzvi HaMelech of Dinov writes in his Magid Taluma on Brachos, that simply the reason the Gemara calls this Mizmor by the name of Ashrei is because the Minog was to begin by saying this Mizmor from Ashrei Am Shekachalav. That's what he says. It used to be that when people said this parak of Tehillim, they just began from the last line of the previous parak. They would say, Ashrei Mishkach Alav, Ashrei Mishkach Alav, Ashrei Mishkach Alav, Tehillah LeDavid, Aramim Chalokai Melech. And they would just begin from the last pasuk, and they would simply continue from there. The Sefer Tzelusa D'Avram, which is an important Sefer on Tefillah, so he writes, Avanir Ali, Shayam Min Hagam, Litzkof, B'chol Pam, Sofa Mizmor Shlava. The minog must have been to always begin from the end of Kuf Mem Dal before beginning Kuf Mem Hei. Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shechem Lokav. L'tihilal Davir Aramincha. L'shem Shum Shavchon Shal Yisrael. Because that is a praise of the Jewish people, right? That praise are these people who now can now say praise to Hashem. What is Zuchus? That we have the ability to talk to Hashem and to praise him in such a way. L'kmo Shekaptu L'hasmech Alkechem Emes. Says the Tzlusa Davram, this is a theme in davening. Often, we like to take psukim that are not technically related to one another and bunch them together. Where do we see it? He says, we see it in Hashem Elokeichem Emes. There is no pasuk. There's no place in the Torah where it says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That's not a pasuk anywhere. That's not a place. But there is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now, since we end Shema, Hashem Elokeichem, period. And the bracha begins, Emes v'yasev, or Emes v'yamuna, so says the Tzlus d'Avram, it's an inyan, it's a thing, it's a shtick, that we like to connect different sukkim and Tanakh together to build other themes, to build other ideas in tefillah. So he says, Mishum d'chsev v'ashem l'keichem emes, kain kach nagu l'hasmech lomar p'sukkim ha'ila shesmuchim b'ksuvim. So too, we want to connect these sukkim together that we find in our writings. As it says in the Medrash that we just read, praiseworthy is the people, and therefore I'm going to praise you, Hashem. And there, listen to what he says. And this is why we call it Mizmor David B'Shem Ashrei. The reason why we call it Ashrei is because it was always common to begin Ashrei Am Shekach Halo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Alakav, Tehillah LeDavid Aramim Chol Kayim Melech. It was always common. And that's why we call it Ashrei, because it was always connected. Now, it's a bit of a chiddush. According to the Tzlus of Avram, before you came tonight, you thought we called Ashrei because the opening line is Ashrei Shnei Sefer Ufasela. That's not what he's saying. The reason really why we call it Ashrei is what? Because the pasuk before is Ashrei Am Shekach Halo, Ashrei Am Shem Hashem Elokav. That's why it's called Ashrei, because it's going back to the end of Tehillim Kuf Mem Daled 144. Good? Questions? Everyone's dinner? Oh, sorry. Somebody wants to join us. Okay. Good? No questions? Okay. Fine. Now, let's talk about a few minhagim, and then we'll have a Dvar Hashkaf, and we'll bring it to a close. So, in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, the Siddur of Amram Gon is one of the oldest Siddurim we have. So he says we should say a lot of Siddur. He says we should say Asherim Shekach Halo, Asherim Shebesecha, Ashrei Tamimi Derech, all types of stuff. He says, if you know a pasuk that starts with Ashrei, you should say it there. Just load it on. That's what he says. The Machzor of Itri says other psukim as well. They apparently, in the days of the end of the Gaonim, and the days of, you know, the days of the early Rishonim, they just like said, like, if you know something that starts with Ashrei, just say it there. And that was like a shtick that they used to do. However, the Rokeach and the Siddur Chassid Ashkenaz and Rosh Shlomo of Gemaiza all bring the two psukim we have. We cut it down. Asher Shalei Secha and Asher Shekach Halo. The Bach says, well, this is the Minog. And this, by the way, is, this is what Tosis is referring to. Why were Tosis so angry that they were saying, and not like those people who say Harbe, a lot of Ashreis. Because apparently in the days of the Gaon and the days of Rishonim, people were just piling on words that said, Sukkim that had Ashrei. And Tosis said, it's getting a little bit out of hand, guys. We need to calm it down. So we just pare it down to those two Sukkim of Ashrei. Good. Now, it could be that the minhag of reciting multiple psukim with Ashrei is based on another Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, which is the last source that you have, the Gemara in Brachas says, Kol Parsha, Shehaisa Chaviva al David, any parak of Tehillim that was especially beloved to David, Pasach Babi Ashrei, the sign by Ashrei. So what do we see? David loved prakim that began with the words Ashrei. So what did people think? It must be that if David loved it, must be good. So they just started adding more psukim and Ashrei, more psukim and Ashrei, more psukim and Ashrei, because it was so beloved. If so, so why didn't David HaMelech begin to heal him with Ashrei? You have a question? If Ashrei, meaning, like, if Ashrei is so nice, why don't you marry it? Meaning, you know, if Ashrei is so great, so, like, why didn't he begin the most important parak of all to heal him with the most important opening? No? So it could be because the Mizmorim that begin with Ashrei are praises for the actions of man. Every single time it says Ashrei and Tehillim, it's always referring to us, right? Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, Oja Luchasela. He did not starting Ashrei Ish. What does that mean? Yeah, for sure. So what's the question? No? Does the questioner want to clarify the question? No? Okay, he did start. No, it's true. No, of course he started that way. But the most important parak of Tehillim is Kuf Mem Hei, is Tehillah David. So why didn't he begin that parak with Ashrei? So the answer is every single time Ashrei is used, it's talking about us. Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, Ashrei Tamimei Derech, Ashrei Meshukach Halo. It's always talking about us. But that's, as we're going to learn very, very soon, next week, that is not what Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei is about. Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei is about Hashem, and it's not about us. And therefore, it would not be appropriate to begin with Ashrei, because Ashrei is always a reflection on the Jewish people and not on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we attach it together at the beginning. The Avudraham brings a fascinating reason why we say Ashrei three times a day. He says that it corresponds to the three times a baskol comes out at night. The Gemara in the beginning of Bracha says that three times in the evening, in Shemayim, a voice comes out and says, "Oy lebanim shavim aseim hacharavti es beisi. Woe is to my children that because of their sins I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the sarafti es heichali, and I burnt my building, the Galisim Lebein Omas Olam, and I sent them into Galus amongst the nations. So we acknowledge that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, and that we only have a Mikdash Ma'at. And therefore we say, to correspond to the three times of the day, where the three times of the evening, where Kadosh Baruch Hu cries Kaviyachal over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so we say three times a day, Ashrei Yoshev Esecha. It's true, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have a Mikdash Ma'at, where we can do our best in order to come and to serve Hashem, and to serve Hashem in the Beis HaKnesses and in our shuls. Okay, so that is the general hesber of the Minhagim, and the reasons, and the tamin behind Ashrei, and what the pshat is in those two tzavim. I just want to give a bit of a hashkafa over what we're trying to say here in these opening lines. Rabbi Yisrael de Kuriel was one of the Rishon. He lived in Sfas at the same time as Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Arizal and Rav Moshe Cordovero and the Alshech HaKadosh and the Sefer Charedim and Rav Shlomo Alkabetz. They all lived together in Davin in the same shul in Sfas. It was quite a remarkable time period to be alive in. And one of those people was Rav Moshe de Kuriel. And he was the Abbas, he sat on the basin of the Beis Yosef, and he was actually one of the four people that were given the new smicha to Rav Yosef Karo. At that time, there was a big controversy over restarting the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was the Rebbe of Rav Bitzal Ashkenazi, who was the author of the Shita Megavetz. It's a very, very chashuv Talmud Chacham. So he writes in his work, Drashos Umamarim. It's on the sheets, but it's out of order in the way that I gave it to you. And he says that the Takana of Tila David was really a fulfillment of the concept of waiting 1 hour before tefillah. Meaning, the point of waiting was to meditate on the avodah of tefillah and the godless of Hashem. By saying tefillah l'David, one is able to enhance this practice of avodah Hashem. He writes, "Keneged ha'hodah shebesof, amar tefillah Hashem yidaber pi, v'yivarech ha'vasar keneged Hashem kadsho, v'alkein acher sheshom she'achas." And he says that we say this is all in preparation to talk about our avodas Hashem. This drasha of the Chachamim teaches the deep kavana of this pasuk, what it means to pause before davening. One could simply understand, and perhaps I would say the pashut pshat is what we've been saying is that the Chachamim are telling us you have to pause before davening. So they're giving you good advice in order to clear your head, to meditate, to not be distracted, to take a deep breath. That on one level is the pshat of what's going on here. Take a moment to clear your thoughts, to organize yourself before you're going to the daven. But I'd like to suggest that perhaps there's an even higher level and a better level of Avodas Hashem that we can even work upon ourselves that we're talking about over here. Again, there are two types of Avodas Hashem. The first is a person who, in his personal business, when it's time to serve Hashem, he steps out of work, they step out of class, they step away from what they're doing in order to focus on their avodas Hashem. I'm at work, and then I take a break, and I daven mincha, I'm with Hashem, I say bye to Hashem, daven mincha, go back to work. And this is obviously a great level. And this a person is only lifnei Hashem. They're only standing before a Kadosh Baruch Hu when you're involved in that specific avodas Hashem. That could be tefillah or any praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once this avod is finished, then you return to your personal matters. That's one way a person can live their life. There are individuals, there are b'nei aliyah, people who are reaching higher levels, who position themselves in life as always being osek in avodas Hashem. Every single thing they do is a form of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We find in Tehillim that David HaMelech loves these people. Time and time again, David HaMelech will go back to put these people on a pedestal and for himself describe his she'ifa, his desire to become such a person. It says in Tehillim, Mi agur ba'alecha, mishkon bahar kadshecha, right? Who will dwell in your tents? Who will dwell in your, who will constantly be in the tent, constantly be on the mountain of Hashem? We say in Tehillim Chaf Gimel, we say, Achto v'chesed yurdefuni, kol yimei chayai, right, that chesed should pursue me all the days of my life, v'shavim v'beis Hashem la'orech yamim. I should be in the Beis Hashem la'orech yamim, constantly. There shouldn't be a break in my service of Hashem. And we say in Tel Mechav Zion, we said many times over in El and Tishrei, We said, Acha Shalt Meis Hashem, Osa Vake, Shifted Meis Hashem, Kol Mechayai, Lachsos Benoam Hashem, Ulevaka Vechal, right? That I want to be with Hashem constantly. David HaMelech is always saying, that's the Avodas Hashem I want. It's good. He says, I'm not bashing people who can turn it on or off. Most people can't even turn it on, right? To be able to walk away from your daily business, whatever your dealings are, go into a mincha, have kavana, turn that off, and go back into the rest of the world. But says David, we can do better. I think we can do better. You can be kol yemei chayai. You could be constantly before Hashem and have God awareness in everything you do all the time. The latter, I think, is the meaning of Ashra Yoshev Eisacha, Oja Luchasela. Meaning the word od is harbe, a lot. Those who sit in the Beis Hashem and are greatly involved in this praise, meaning od, always, they're very much involved in Yaluch HaSela. David HaMelech is telling us, Asher Yishev Esecha Od Yaluch HaSela, I want to be in the Beis Hashem. I want to be in the house of Hashem constantly, always, without a break. And when the Chachamim were mesaken to wait that 1 hour before davening, it wasn't simply, I think, just to settle the mind. It wasn't just, okay, you know, sign for mincha, take a few seconds, a few deep breaths in and out, focus myself, let's go. I think it's more than that. There was something loftier in mind. It was an expression of a person who served Hashem constantly, that constantly I'm ready to go. Hashem is before me all times. It's not just that I'm lifnei Hashem when I'm davening, but even an hour before and even an hour afterwards, I'm always lifnei Hashem in everything that I do. And it's not about serving Hashem, then leaving after done and walking out of the room. Avodas Hashem is where I am established, and it's a part of my life that I live through the person who is Yoshev in the Beis Hashem all the time. And the focus and essence of my life is to constantly and always give praise to Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is what it means, Ashrei Yoshev Yisach Ojaluka. Praiseworthy are those people who are sitting in the house of Hashem Od all the time. Harbe, all the time before Hashem, and they can be Yalut Hasad, they can praise Hashem. They don't have to turn it on or off. Now I'm before Hashem, now I'm not before Hashem. They're always Lifnei Hashem. And when we pause and we sit before Tefillah and we're announcing that we are Shayach, we are relevant to those people who are Yoshevei Secha. I'm one of them. I'm one of those people who are Yoshevei Secha. I'm before Hashem all the time, who praise Him. And this is why the Chachamim added the introduction to Ashrei Tehillah LeDavid, because as we're going to learn, Tehillah LeDavid is all about praising Hashem. And we're saying that we are Yoshevei Secha. We are those people who sit before Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time in the Beis Hashem, and we are constantly involved in the Avodas Hashem of praising Him. It's not just when it comes to davening. It's not just when it comes to brachos, but Yoshevei Secha Od. All the time we're before Kadosh Baruch Hu in that mindset of praising Hashem and connecting to Him. Okay. That's all I have. Are there any questions? Live people? Zoom people? No? Okay. Thank you. A pleasure, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.